Prayer is a wish turned Godward. Prayer is a wish turned Godward. Whenever we have desires, wishes, wherever we have thoughts of things that are important to us, they are merely a wish turned Godward. A wish is something that we turn in our hearts to the very loving center of our being. What is a wish? A wish is for goodness for ourselves or goodness for others. A wish is peace. A wish is delight. A wish is all good things. A wish is magic. A wish is wonderment. A wish is something very spectacular, something very magnificent, something that goes beyond all that we could ever imagine. What sort of wishes do you have in your heart? What sort of wishes do you have in your life? What sort of wishes do you have in your world that you would like to see fulfilled? What sort of wishes would you like to know in your world? What sort of wishes would you like to manifest in your world? The wishes that you have are merely a prayer. Each wish is a prayer for something special, a prayer for something delightful, a prayer for something magnificent. Each wish is a thought that we have of something very precious, of something very wonderful in our life. The wishes can be big and the wishes can be little. The wishes can be for health, for wealth, for happiness. The wishes can be for joy and for peace and for wholeness in every area of our life. The wishes can be all sorts of things. And they are all sorts of things because every wish we have is an unfulfilled desire in our heart. And when we turn these unfulfilled desires in our heart, in our wishful thinking, toward the divine within us, toward the magic of the God within us, then things start happening. Things start taking place in our life. Things start manifesting in our world that say, yes, all is good and all is very good. Yes, everything is wonderful. Yes, this is a great world we live in. And as we start thinking about those things like that, then we are really turning ourselves over to God. We're turning ourselves over to all that is beautiful and good. We're turning ourselves over to all that is magic, all that is wonder, all that is who we really are. And we're letting go and letting be something so wonderful, something so spectacular, something so evidential that it just has to be. It has to take place. It has to be revealed. It has to be brought forth in our world. A wish is not something that's a momentary desire. A wish is something that's deeply embedded in our hearts. It's deeply embedded in our thought, in our dreams, in our wonderment. A wish is something very magical. It takes place very specially in each one of us. It's not something that we do on a temporary or momentary basis. It's something that we think very deeply about. I wish I could enjoy better health. I wish I could enjoy better health. That's a wish. Now, we know that in positive thinking we say, I now have perfect health. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect now. You see, these positive statements are a wish carried to a greater degree of fulfillment. They're a wish carried to the point of realizing that they are the truth about us. They are the choice that we're making for ourselves of that which we desire in our life. They are that which is important to us. That's what a wish truly is. Now, when you think of a wish like that, you think of it as something that is turned Godward. A thought turned Godward. A desire turned Godward. It is turned toward the divine in us to bring forth that fulfillment that is so devoutly to be wished. Devoutly to be wished. What a lovely statement to make. It is done now. When the wishes continue to be wished, when they continue to be sought after, when they continue to be desired, they're wonderful, truly. They are wonderful. But when a wish is proclaimed as a truism, when a wish is proclaimed as something that is now a fact, then that wish is a prayer not only turned Godward, but revealed from the divine within us that it is so, that it is now. Do you have a wish? Do you have a desire for anything? Do you have a thought about anything that you would like to see fulfilled in your life that is very precious to you? Well, let it be more than just as we think about a wish, something we would like to have, but as a wish fulfilled, something that is done now. It is revealed now. It is fulfilled now. It is manifest now. It is in our world, in our experience, in our everyday life now. It is now the wish that we say. It is our thoughts turned Godward. But when we turn our thoughts Godward, more powerfully, more wonderfully, more grandly than we had ever dreamed before, then we are saying, it is done now. It is done now. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. The wish is that which was fulfilled in our everyday thinking, in our everyday dreaming, in our everyday desire for ourselves. Our wish is manifest now. And we can have that be so. For wishes are truly prayers turned Godward. Are you ready for the fulfillment of your prayer? Are you ready for that which is the wish of your heart, the desire of your heart? Are you ready for that to be manifest in you right now? Are you ready to know that that is the truth about you? Are you ready to know that? If you are, then you are ready to enjoy that wish fulfilled right now. And as you are ready to enjoy that wish fulfilled right now, it is done in you. It is done in and through you, wonderfully, totally, perfectly, beautifully right now. It is done, and that's all that matters. Let this be what is all that matters for you. Let this be all that is the truth about you. Let this be the manifestation of the highest and the best for you. For when you do that, then you have everything going for you. When you do that, you have everything revealed in your life in a most magnificent and glorious manner. When you do that, you are divine indeed. When you do that, you are fulfilled in every wonderful way. This is the truth about you. This is the truth about me. This is the truth about all that is going on in life. Claim it. Claim it. Claim it. Name it. Know that this is you. Know that this is the wonder, the magic, the glory of you. Know that this is who you are. Know it now. Know it in every way, in every thought that you have, in every dream that you have, in every desire that you have. Know that it is so. Know that it is always so. And know that being so, it is the only thing that matters to you. Being so is the only thing that ever matters to anything in your life. Being so, you are fulfilled. You are revealed. You are glorified. You are the expression of the divine now. That's all that matters, isn't it? You are the expression of the divine right now. And as you are the expression of the divine right now, you are the divine right now. You are the divine right now because you say, I am whole and perfect. I wish I were whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I wish I were whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. Some of us like to enjoy illness, we like to enjoy unhappiness, we like to enjoy the pain and sorrow that comes with illness. And then, when we have a moment when we are seeing the sun shining most brilliantly, when that illness is no longer ours, then we think to ourselves, That's me, really. That's what I am, really. That's all that matters, really. And that's all that matters, really. It is a wish, is a prayer turned Godward. Know that it is done for you now in every way in your life, and your wish turned Godward is full and complete right now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.